Torah Kedoshe tells us Pashas Boy we learn the last three makis and the Yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah describes Hashem's mitzvah Moshe to Klal Yisrael, they're going to go out, they have to perform certain mitzvahs. The mitzvah first being of the Shechitas Korban Pesach, the shechting of the Korban Pesach. And all the dinim that are nogeya to that mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And one of the mitzvahs is the kocha toichlu oisoi. So shall you eat it, mosnechem chagurim, with your loins girded, your belts on, ready to go out, as Rashi says, na'alechem b'ragleichem, akelchem b'yedchem, v'achaltem oisoi b'chipozoin. Shall eat the Pesach in a matzah of chipozoin, Pesach hul Hashem. Shteiti in Rashi that there's a chiv, and the pasuk tells us the chiv to eat the korban Pesach bechipozoi. In a matzah of Rashi says bechipozoi loshem behola umihirus, quickly and in a state of like behola. That's the mitzvah of achilas korban Pesach. However, it's very interesting to note, Rabbi Isai, that in the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach and Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Isra Achilas Chometz. The mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach had nothing to do, that there was no union of Isra Achilas Chometz. As the Chazal say, Pesach Mitzrayim was Chometz was Babayis, there was Chometz in the house. And later on, the Psukim, when Hashem commands them, they're going to go out. There state mefurish shivas yom matzah vayah b'yom hazeh, you should go vayah b'yom hazeh zeh b'chizikaroin, you should remember this day v'chagoyisim hazeh chag l'ashem v'dorechu k'ason v'dorech t'chagu v'ever shivas yom matzah is toichelu ach b'yom harishu t'ashmiz z'or m'kvatechem k'chol ho'i chol chomet v'chizu ha'nev shim yisrom yom ha'yishor ha'yom ha'shvi. The Torah HaKdosh says that in the mitzvah of Pesach Doirois, chutz from the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, there's also a din that we have to be mashpis the sorm boteichem. V'lo'dovahu, Rabbi, so we have to understand, obviously, Gzeiras HaKosuv, obviously, but why, Daka, in the din from Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a mouth to be chometz in the house, there was no din, there was no isra Achilas chometz. And Pesach Doirois, the mitzvah is, you have to get rid of all the chametz, there has to be no chametz in the house. So chomer. And it's very interesting to note also that the mitzvah of achilas chametz is mamish juxtaposed. I've been taking English. Anyway, juxtaposed. It's mamish next to the parasha from achilas chametz. Shibashom to matzos toichelu, achmiyam bishitishom ibotecham, tchol. Mamish is direct connection with the mitzvah achilas matzah and the isachilas. So much so we know the Gemara tells us, even though normally women are potter from mitzvah station as man groma, as everybody learned to the Mishnah and Kedushin. But from Pesach, the chayiv. Why the chayiv in Pesach, even though it's the eat achilas matzah, well, state in Torah, shibashom toichel matzos. There's a hekish, they're connected, the mitzvah of his matzah connected to the achilas chometz. But that can't be the only reason for the achilas chometz, because we had that Pesach Mitzrayim also. Pesach Mitzrayim was a mitzvah of achilas matzah, a matzah is meroim techul, it was a mitzvah of achilas matzah also. So we're near a loyme bazer, we could say like this. The etzem, the oimek hadavar, Rabbeisai, the inyan of eating, the inyan of eating the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of matzah, but had to be done bezrizus. There was a mitzvah of bezrizus, makelchem b'yedcha, there had to be in b'chipaza. Why was the mitzvah of Mitzrayim to eat b'chipaza? It wasn't us going out, they weren't going out until the morning. Why was the mitzvah of eating b'chipaza? People make a mistake, they think, oh, they had to eat quick, they wanted the rush to go out. They weren't going out until the morning, there was no rush to go out now. The mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, it was the chatzos, going to one year, whatever, but the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach was at the night. There was no rush, and yet they had to eat in the matzah of Chipazim. It wasn't after going back, at least Rashi says, Mefurish. Why did they eat the matzah of Chipazim? So Rashi, Pesach hu Lashem. HaKorban hu Kori Pesach Hashem Hadiluk V'Apsicha. The Korban, why is this Korban called Pesach? What is Pesach all about? This holiday of Passover, Abbasid. Right? Passover macaroons. You see the Baruch Hashem, we got the Passover Manashevitz macaroon, Passover. What's this whole yontif about Passover, Abbasid? Pesach hu Hashem, Rashi says, Pesach is called Hashem Hadilug V'Apsicha. Because jumping and Hashem Baruch Hu Medalek Bati Yisrael Bein Ol V'Koyfet, Hashem was jumping, Hashem was moving, was in constant motion. Kavi Yochel Yisrael Amtze Nimla Zot Rashi V'Atem Asu Kol Avodosel L'Shem Shomayim Derech Dilo G'Kvitza. You also have to do your avoda Derech Dilo G'Kvitza, meaning to say that the mitzvah of Makelcha V'Yelcha, the mitzvah of the Zrizas on that night, was also with the medamet to mishtel tzu, as we say, to medamet to have shachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's maisa on that night. It wasn't a din be'etzim in the achilas korban Pesach. Rabbi Rashi said it was a din on that night to shtel tzu, to be involved with a, and shtel tzu to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's metzias that he's being paseach that night. So you and that matzav of paseach is a matzah of zrizus. Hashem's going to zrizus from house to house and a lot of deal. Memela, the ganza avoid on that night in Pesach Mitzrayim was avoid of diluk. But it was avoid of diluk, Rabbi Isai, that wasn't mitzad etzem or atzmi, it was avoid of diluk mitzad. We want to shtel tzu to the matzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being noeg Mitzrayim. We're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shteling tzu to his matzah. It has nothing to do with the etzem Achilo to eat it bezrizah, because it was shtelling tzu to the zrizah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matzah of Pesach. It's not a din zrizah be'etzem. Masha'en kin, Rabbi Yisai, the din of achilas matzah, that we eat matzah, the shivas yom toichol matzah, Rabbi Yisai, as we say in the Haggadah, it's not because we ate matzah that night in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. The achilas matzah that we're eating in the chilas matzah, Rabbi Yisai, that we eat on the shivas yom, Rabbi Yisai, matzah is toichelu, that's because when we were going out bezrizus, and we followed the Kodesh Baruch lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo yizaruah. We went after HaKadosh Baruch with a tremendous emunah. And that zrizus of going out was a zrizus mitzad klal Yisrael. Mitzad our Abba for HaKadosh Baruch, that we had emunah b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emunah b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow him out and not delay to go out with that zrizus mitzad the Ma'isah ben Odom, that he wants to show his Abba amitis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's ready to go out, as HaKadosh Baruch said, Lech teich acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo yizaruah. The whole matzah of going out, the achilas matzah that we eat, is to shtel avek the ava from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go out bezrizus and not delay, because we want that we will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'malach b'amunah shleimah. So that was the zrizus we said, Klal Yisrael's amunah. And that was the in from achilas matzah. The Yisoid, we want to be Mamik Yoyser, Rabbi saying it. That Pe'etzem, Alel Pesach, in Mitzrayim, the Zrizos had a certain, was held back, let's call it. Mitzad the etzim's rizus. We had to show rizus because we were stalling through the Kodesh Bo's matzah, but we were still avdei para, Rabbi Yisrael. On the night when we were eating the Korban Pesach, we were still avdei para to chatzos. We weren't fully avdei Hashem. We had the rotzah to be avdei Hashem, but we weren't fully under his jurisdiction yet, until chatzos laila. As the Yerushalmi says, para went out, b'tzoch Mitzrayim, his voice was heard. From the entire Mitzrayim, he said out, till now, says the Yerushalmi Pesachim, you were Avdei Paroi, now you become Avdei Hashem. Of them, says the Meshech Chochmah, a tremendous word. The Pasuk says, on the Korban Pesach, Al tochlu bimenu no, ki imboshu mevushu b'mayim, v'lo yisosiru bimenu ad boikeh. That's the Pasuk says. The Pshayla is, why is the Mila Mishnah, the Lashna Pasuk change, Al tochlu bimenu no, Al, it says, lo yisosiru bimenu no. The word al is lashon bakasha. It's asking. Lo is a tzivoy. So the Meshech Chochma meridik. The al tochlu menu no. You look here. The Korban Pesach farach atzois. Farach atzois. We still shout the al dei paroi. The meila. Of course, we can only ask al tochlu menu. Over the Sirim men who had boike beloshim tzivoy, because the chatzois laila there was a shinoy from avdei parad avdei Hashem that the Meshech Chochma the pasuk meduyik al techlu men who no that's his fire chatzois in the achilas koyim pesa over the Sirim men who had boike the chatzois laila changed over to avdei Hashem is now kim mitzavizan is a meila they weren't fully avdei Hashem but they wanted to show their connection, the shaykhus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that were coming out of their shosu meila, they did a maizis vizis, the shtaltzu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's maizis vizis. But it couldn't be full because they still shayat av de Hashem, dad de para. But the next morning when they went out, Rabbi Yisai, they were av de Hashem, we were going out, bezrizis gedoyla, Rabbi Yisai. Bezrizis gedoyla. And that was mitzad, av de Hashem, the lechtech acharon, the ava from Klal Yisrael, to Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. And then Abba Shteltzu and Amaisa Zrizis Atzuma Shal Hispik Betzeikon. They just ran out. They followed the Kodesh Baruch Hu with tremendous Zrizis Ke'evid Mamish Kamishmaya. And there was an Abba Atzuma Ma'oi. That was not Shaykh Rabbi Yisai. And they had changed over to Abba Hashem and they went up Zrizis Gedoyla to show Lechtech Acharai with an unbelievable Abba. Everybody knows the Baditch of his Vart. It's put on the side of the Mishnais and Psochim. And it's on the side of the Mishnayis, he brings a Meredith Gavart. He says that Be'etzem, we find that the Chag from Pesach has two names. It's called Pesach, the Mesech is called Pesachim. And yet in the Torah it's called Chag HaMatzos. We, in the Lashon of the Mishnayis, it says Pesach. We call Pesach, Mesech the Pesachim. Everybody says, well, what are you doing for Pesach this year? Which hotel are you going to Balabat? You're going to Florida this year, maybe Arizona. Where are you going for Pesach? They don't say, what do you do for Chag HaMatzos? For Pesach. What's happening for Pesach this year? You have a new plan? And we talked about the Bedichiva. It's more on the side of the Mishnayis. In the Mishnayis, Yochanan Boyer, they bring this word from the Bedichiva. Levi Yitzchak Bedichiva, Murray the Gavor. He says, the Pshad is, that the Yisoid of Pesach, the voice is the Abba, the sort of Chag HaPesach is the Ava beinenu laKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ava between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Ava, Dr. Bedichiva, is expressed in the Yesoid of the Me'an Urim. This was the days. This was Mamash the Erisin. Pesach was the Erisin between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos was the Nisuin, was the Chasana. Yom Chasunos, says the Mishnah Tainas. This was the Erisin. This is the Yesoid of Pesach. Rabbi Yisai. The Yisoid of Pesach is mamish the love affair between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the way you express your love, Rabbi Yisai, the way you express your love is you mishabeach the person that you love. You give, you mispoyer, you give tiferes, you mispoyer to them, you praise them, you put them on a pedestal. And Be'emes is a composition of Gemara Brachos Vav. The Gemara says, what's written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? What's we have tefillin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has tefillin. What's written in our tefillin? Says the Gemara, it's written, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad. You talk about Hashem's oneness, Hashem's godless. That's written in our tefillin. More like tefillin's called Pe'er, Rabbi says. It's Pe'er, Mefoer. We glorify ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our glorification. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? It says Psukim that Yato Echo, Hashem Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who is one like Klal Yisrael? Who's the one nation like Klal Yisrael? Hashem is inspiring us. because that's the Ava. Tefillin represents the Ava. Tefillin is Chag HaPesach, as we know, Pshar Kvash Boy. So that's the Pshar Boy saying. We call it Pesach, because we talk of Hashem's God as a Psicha. That he's Pesach, what the Hashem, but who, the Chag HaMatz is written in the Torah. Who wrote the Torah? The Bernish wrote the Torah. He's Mishabeach and our godless. Matzahs, Lechtech Ach Rav Mimbi, you ran out of his resources. You didn't have time to take them. You didn't have time to let it go. Hashem is the spar. We call Chag HaPesach. We go for Pesach. Because women's spar and Hashem's godless. Chag Mesech the Psochim. But Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzahs in the Torah, he writes. Because Chag HaMatzahs represents our godless. His spar and us, voice. But Chag HaMatzahs represents, the Matzah represents this resource of Klal Yisrael to go out, be'amuno, be'avo, no, not thinking, keep his reasons at some. So the mice like this, Rabbi Sai. And you saw it from Zrizos, we know Rabbi Sai. Zrizos is a meritic and Madrega, Rabbi Sai. But the you saw it from Zrizos is Avo. Zrizos is not Be'etzer, even though Mr. Hashem writes that a person can come to Zrizos by doing acts of Pa'ula. But Be'etzer, the you saw it of Zrizos is a tremendous Avo for Kodesh Baruch, Rabbi Sai. The more a person's in love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more he zoris, the more he has a tremendous. Avram was the one who taught us the Gemara Pesachim Dalit. We as we learn the mitzvahs, recently in the mitzvahs, Avram. Avram is called Avram Oyhavi. Avram is the Makar from Zrizus because Avram is Oyhavi. He's the loved one of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's an Ava Tzuma. Ready, Hineini. I want to do it for this reason. I can't wait to do it. I want to accomplish it. I don't want to let it go. I don't want to do it until I accomplish it. That's part of this reason. Mr. Hashem says, before the mitzvah, and even Emsa mitzvah, you don't want it to falter. You want to get it through the mitzvah, and that should be accomplished. Thus is the midah from Ahava. Thus is the midah of Zrizus of Baisai. But there's two main chesroinus of Boise, what a person has a problem with Zrizus of Boise. What stops a person's Zrizus of Boise? What's the chesroin in Zrizus of Boise? What leads to Zrizus of Boise? What leads to a lack of Zrizus of Boise? The Shulam talks about it also, the mitzvah of Atzlos of Boise. There's a mitzvah of Atzlos of Boise. There's a certain, a person gets into a mitzvah of Atzlos, the koyach ha'ofer takes over, and the ma'isa, the Atzlos of Boise. The Atzlos is a midah, was it can I get poshut? Can midah as reasonable? That's the midah of Atzlos. Do a sveita midah. The sveita midah is gaiva, because a person has an avos atzma. It's very hard to be a zara. When there's no batlos, when there's baruch and ganzen, when there's no true love, when there's no love mamish and ganzen, when there's an avos atzma, what's gaiva? Gaiva is the avos atzma. There's an avos atzmoi. There's a tremendous avos atzmoi. You can't be misbatel. You can't be mizoriz. That's a barrier. It's a barrier. So it could be Rabbi Yisai in the Pesach Doiros. Rabbi Yisai, when we attack Avdi Hashem, Avah in the beginning we're holding by. But the Pesach Doiros has to be as a constant mitzias that we have to be mizrizus. You saw the mitzvahs that didn't mizrizus, Rabbi Yisai, and we have to overcome the midah. What's mamish kegin? What's kenegin? The midah of mizrizus, Rabbi Yisai. We have to overcome it. Those midas are atzlus. Those chimutz, Rabbi Yisai. Chimutz is the inyan of atzlus. It's not. It's mamish the opposite. Those is chimutz, Rabbi Yisai. But there's another type of chimutz. The chimutz of seor. Something that's mechametz acherim. Machmetzes. Chomutz mechametz as seor shebi isa. The Gemara says seor shebi isa, Rabbi Yisai. Seor shebi isa is something that also is mechametz. It's mechametz. It doesn't let you to be noig bezrizus. The male of the Shvei Esurim that was Neschaj of Pesach Doiris. A Pesach Doiris represents our individual Zrizus. The Pesach Mitzrayim was not as our Zrizus. It was only to Shteltu to the Matzah of Kodesh Baruch with that Matzah. That's Bishleimus. And chutz to that, we will talk it still, talk it their jurisdiction. Kodesh Baruch couldn't ask us to have that. But the Maizah Sovish Oldover, now that we're out the Hashem, we need the chizuk in Pesach Doiros. With Doiros, we have to have the midah of Ava of Matzah, which represents the Amuno, the Ava to Hakadosh Baruch B'Shleimus. We have the Mashpis, the two things that are steer to that. Rabbi said, "Does midas ha'atzlus, midas ha'ofor, the etzem guf, the gufnius?" Rabbi said, "That we get involved with the gufnius, and the gufnius makes us atzel." We get involved with the gufnius too much; it makes us atzel, makes us lazy. We can't. We stares the Ava. Und die zweite Sache ist, dass Seor should be Isa, dass die Midas Agaiva, Rabbi said, dass die Midas Agaiva, der Meir was Neschadish, Shvei Yisurim, und Pesach Deuretz, die Zwei Yisurim was Neschadish, die Ingen, from E. Atzlus, the Zrizos, the E. Atzlus, to go away from it, Rabbi said, to go away from the Achila, the Shina, to pull away from the in the Gufnias, Rabbi said. And also, in the ear from Gaiva, Midas HaGaiva, Midas HaOrsha, B'Isra, Rabbi said, to stay away from those in Yonim, that's the Remez and Pesach Doiris. And then it's Shaya to the Mido, from Ava, Tshuma, from Matzah, which is Munor, Lechtech, Achra, Bamid, Rabbi said. But call him out a person. Is attached to bodily stuff, to offer, to midas offer, to achila, to shina, to the isachar, to give into the guf. So may it's not shayat to be mizaris, the boy said. Kol's mother, he has midas agaiva, avas atzmoy. It's not shayat lechtech acharai, not shayat that midar, the boy said. In order to be a zoris, to be a zoris, the dvar Hashem, Rabbi said, a person has to be mashpis those in yon, Rabbi said. He has to work on those in yon, and that leads to an avas to ava atzuma, Rabbi said. But emes, it's emes the yisoid, because the atz is also from an ava. The avas atzma is the avas taivas oilam azeh. The avas taivas oilam azeh was a shtert. The Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Otzel, he's too into the Olam HaZeh, Rabbi Yisrael. The Olam HaZeh is the Gufni is leads to Atzlu, Rabbi Yisrael. And there's an Ava's Atzma and a Gaiva, Shaboy, which leads to a steer that a person can't go. The Meir was the Schadish and Pesach Doiris, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a new Chiddush for this year, Rabbi Yisrael. The Iyin from Chometz, the Iyin from Sa'or, Rabbi Yisrael. What's Nogeh for us, Rabbi Yisrael? The Mida, to learn this Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. To learn that the person to be a Zoraz, Rabbi Yisrael, to be a Zoraz of Dvar Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Today you see it, Hashem Yerachim out there, Rabbi Yisrael. When it comes to things that he has to get there, this Rizis Atzuma, when he has to go, he has to leave, he has to do something in Gashmish, Rabbi Yisrael. It's tremendous Rizis, unbelievable Rizis. When it comes to Tavonis Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, sometimes you see a guy walking to Shachos in the morning, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Mamish, you can play a slow motion tape. How long it takes him to put on his tefillin. I once saw a guy, Mamish, I'm not talking about even Bainas Man, and Mamish, you go to the extra slow. One time I saw Bainas Man, he was in Bainas Man mode. I saw him putting on his tefillin on the bus. I couldn't believe it. It took him 35 minutes just to get on the tefillin shayyad. So he pulled off the jacket, it was like 6 minutes. And then you put on the tefillin, sitting there and waiting and going in the tefillin shayyad. But even going to shachar, see these guys walking to shachar, 25 minutes. It took the slow pace. Where's the lechtech acharai? Where's the lechtech acharai? So sometimes you say we're not holding. I don't feel it, Rabbi. What can I do, Rabbi? I don't feel it. So first we have the eights of Sil Shoram. That first if you do ma'isa, there's reasons on the outside. But it's me'oyer the pnim. I never forget when I was a bachur in Yeshiva's Torah. I remember the tkufas that everybody, you know, you have tkufas, but you don't have so much cheshek. You don't have cheshek to learn. It's not as shtak as it was, not on fire. But so it was tkufas, the nights here, you get a little bit tired. So in order to mazaz myself, I used to run up the steps. There was a bunch of steps. You run up the steps, but you say, you turn the kuf, those pulas, that's what Mr. Shalom said, you do pulas on the outside. It's ma'ir the pnim. But the person has to work on it, Rabbi Yisrael. He has to work on the connection. There's reasons, Rabbi Yisrael. There's reasons for a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. Not to let the mitzvah get out of our hands. The mitzvahs are so precious, but yet the mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a certain yetzahar and a satan that wants it, that the mitzvah should slip out of our hands. And we have to chop it, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to chop it, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to chop the tefillah b'tzibur. We have to chop the shmoneh esrei. We have to chop the kaddish, the kedusha. Whatever mitzvah it is, Rabbi Yisrael. There's reasons, Rabbi Yisrael. This reason is melamed on the avas Hashem. And we have to turn on the body, Rabbi Yisrael. Get it going, Rabbi Yisrael. There's sometimes such a lack of cheshek or zrizos in the kuf, Rabbi Yisrael. As mamish astira tavodis Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. The ganze tefillah is nishken tefillah. A person doesn't start off with zrizos. The ganze zach geht around with a nishken frish. It's all stale, Rabbi Yisrael. And mainly has no cheshek. So a person does the peulas, Rabbi Yisrael. He makes a certain zrizos. He works on his meet his zrizos, Rabbi Yisrael. Get out there in the morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Get out early enough. He walks in the davening 9:35. He comes in for Shmona Esrei. He has one thing he's good in Zrizis. The one thing he's good. He does a very quick Shmona Esrei. He has Mamish very good in Zrizis. Unbelievable quick. He's the Zrizis. His Mamish lo yomuki super. I don't know how he can say the word so fast. But there he got the Zrizis. To get through it, he has the Zrizis. But to get to what Rabbi said, to have a cheshik for mitzvahs, have a zriz for mitzvahs, to have mitzvahs of Rabbi said, this is the tkuf of Rabbi said. The tkuf of these parashas, the ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us his tremendous ava of Rabbi said. The nisim, as we spoke about, is mamish as a miridika ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get the nes of Rabbi said. So at least we could show back the ava of Rabbi said with a shtickle zriz la mitzvahs of Rabbi said. A person has a schus to put on tefillin in the morning, Rabbi said. A person should run with av. You know what tefillin is, Rabbi said? We know what tefillin is. It's very ridiculous. What's going on with tefillin? The tefillin is spoiled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God, we're able to wear tefillin, Rabbi said. It's a very ridiculous. A person should be running to chakras in the morning. Mamish running. You see a guy, Mamish, I don't know what's going on with him. Until he gets to chakras, it's Hashem Yerachim. And then you had the mitzvah, Rabbi said, with its reasons, Rabbi said. You had the mitzvahs to go into Shabbos with its reasons, Rabbi said. Not until he gets to Shabbos. You had the zach, Rabbi said. The chaparai, the mitzvah, it brings a tremendous islavos. A person does the mitzvah in such a tzur, Rabbi said. There's a different islavos, Rabbi said. He's ignited. This is the story, Rabbi said, of zrizus, machdiyun the mitzvahs, shmartimus a matzvah, shmartimus a mitzvahs. It's not just tamat rosh, Rabbi said. It came to zam, the story of matzah, is the story of zrizus, Rabbi said, the story of avos Hashem. And avos Hashem, we have to get that ava going, Rabbi said. We're living in a generation, Rabbi said, where lemaisa, it's so fake. There are guys out there wearing all this stuff, there's nothing inside, it's empty. Say, what can we do, Rabbi? These are the times. What do you want from them? These are the times. We're in those times. We have no. Rabbi said, we got to work on it. We got to find eitzes. We got to find eitzes. It's just going to continue like a robot, like a mamish a robot. But the davening thing, there's no connection, no spirituality, no excitement for the davening, for the learning, for whatever mitzvah there is. Rabbi said, there's no excitement for it. There's no spilus for a mitzvah, Rabbi said. Yet the mitzvah's murder gazah. Where's this spilus? The mamish is like dead, half dead. And then we thought, oh, this guy has problems with this and problems with that. This Yiddish guy is not so stark. He looks like a firm guy. Parents are complaining, the marriage, they're not into it, and this. It's not easy, Rabbi said. It's not easy. Over the mice, we gotta find the eitzes, Rabbi. That's our eitzes. And it's not only the fact because we need it, because we have to be from Yid, Rabbi said. We need it because we're missing out, Rabbi said. The love affair with the Kodesh Baruch could be intimate. It could be exciting. It could be geschmack. But you have to work at it, Rabbi said. You have to work at it. And the way to work on it is to push away a little bit of the taivis of Mazer, of the atzlus, of the gaiva atzmi, to work on the machriya, and to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is hatova to us. Yed hatova, Rabbi said. To be spoiling in it, and to be molei ava. Yed hatova from Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi said. A person gives you a hatova, he comes to you, gives you $1 million. You feel so much av. Wow, what such a person, such a godless. The person, yet the breath, yet the zach we get from the Bnei Shalom, whatever it is, different areas that we need, when we need it, the person, nisim, there should be a tremendous feeling of av, of hakaras hatoiv, of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be turned on that I want to do, I want to connect, I want to do. And if it's not there, the person, you have to explain it. Why not? What can I do to make it there? It's not going to happen anyway. Otherwise you're going to be just a robot the rest of your life. Did I put on tefillin today? Oh yeah, Baruch Hashem, I think so. Did I bench? I think so. Did I bow? I think so. And everything becomes mamish, like just like a robot, Rabbi said. And it becomes such a stale religion, Rabbi said. And then the kids see it, the generations see it. Rabbi said, it's upon us to mechazik and zrizus and excitement. Be turned on to Yiddishkeit, Rabbi say. Enough being turned off. Enough burnt out. We're tired of the burnt out stuff. Let's get burnt in. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. Oh, what can we do? No, it's your responsibility. It's your, find dates. Learn from that talk about it. Get excited. Learn things that talk that give us cheshek and want to want to be mizaris and want to do mitzvahs with a cheshek, Rabbi say. It's our chiyuv, it's our responsibility to the next generation. Can't just sit back and say, oh well, what can I do? Pass the ketchup. You gotta get turned on, you gotta get out of the bed in the morning, everybody say. Get out of the bed. Give a get to the bed. You gotta climb out, jump out in the morning, run with the spiders, get out of the bed. What are you doing? It's 1/60th of death. What are you doing there in the bed? Like the Bach once told me, can you imagine how geschmack death's going to be? It's 1/60th asleep. But that's what a guy's living for, so he can take the dive. That's what you're living for. That's what Shabbos is about. I can't wait for Shabbos. Oh, wow, what? It's a good shuno. I'm going to get at least 21 hours of sleep this Shabbos. Just can't wait. Just can't wait for Shabbos. So much to gain from Shabbos. So much chizik, so much espailas, so much connection about us. We have nothing else. No, it's back in the bed. Nothing, doing nothing. The whole Shabbos, everybody's saying. Get out of bed. In the morning, get up with his rezus. Before you get up and go to davening with his rezus. Go in and get into the davening. Say the words with his rezus. With excitement. Hashem, this is all the components that we need to turn on the Ahava, boys, the Ahava. And is Hashem, when Kosh Baruch sees that we're trying, he'll in turn help us with that, those lacunas. Piskuli Pesach. We got to do something beside ourselves, boys. We can't just put ourselves in, you know, put us on like a computer, plug us in and plug us into the battery, and plug, you know, and just go on remote control. You gotta do something about it, boys. We gotta work at it. You gotta think about it. You gotta miss boining. You gotta think, what am I getting? What's going on in my life? There's a baby oil. I wanna connect with him. I wanna be excited about this religion. I wanna do it. Find aitzes, boys. Whatever you have to do. Don't sit back and drink your tea and say, what's gonna be? The nicest reasons that we have, this is what's holding us back. We show you, Baruch Hu, we zeichu then, b'schus this reasons to be goyel, to be nigal, because Baruch Hu wants to maris aketz. I think it's rather the symbolism is very, very clear. The more we show the mehiros that we want to connect with the Baruch Hu, this reasons, that Be'ez Hashem will bring more maher miyoid to gula shleim.